Cook County High School will be forming its 9th annual theater sports competition this Friday, March 21st. This activity raises money for a Twin Cities Theater Weekend this April for our UMD College and the School's literature students. Our guests in the studio tonight include Joe Borud and Anna Carmen, who are here to tell us about this event. So, sports and theater aren't words that are used in the same sentence very often. Can you tell us how they come together for this event?
Well, first of all, it's pretty physical. We're all required to be rolling and flipping and yelling and tackling each other. It's anything goes sort of theater and sports at the same time.
Yeah, like Joe said, we will have two teams, but we're not necessarily competing each other to win. We're kind of trying to outwit the other and get more laughs and be more creative, but we won't actually be keeping score, but it is very physical.
What is the purpose of improvisation?
The purpose of improvisation in our class is we're learning to take care of each other, and we give offers, which is when we set some of the other person up to let the scene continue. And it's kind of like an art, like we build and we create the scene.
Yeah, we make things that aren't real by always, we live what we're doing. We've been taught to not pretend and always be
real. You have to believe
real.
In the scene.
Yeah,
you have to believe it.
I heard that audience members might have to participate in the show. What should people attending your performance expect?
Definitely come with ideas for us. We don't know what we're doing until we're doing it on the stage. So it's a great opportunity for anybody in the community that wants to come out and see a live performance like that, where we're all doing practically exactly what you tell us to do.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity for if you see a fun game that we're doing, you might get the chance to participate in it. Or before you enter the auditorium, you'll actually have the opportunity to create suggestions for games we'll play, like a setting or a person or things like that.
Proceeds from this performance will help some of you attend a Twin Cities Theater Weekend in April. What are you looking forward to most about this opportunity?
The first thing we'll do is we'll see Rain, and then we'll see Othello the next day, which will be in the Guthrie. And while we're down there, we'll get to tour the Guthrie, which is a really amazing theater.
Mm-hmm. It's probably the best theater in the Midwest United States, which is a great opportunity for us to see this, to see very high-class actors, get to spend time around that to see kind of how that's done. It's been put together by Ivy Church, our English teacher, who has done a fantastic job just by organizing all this for us, and it's a great opportunity for us.
The show is tomorrow night. Can you tell us the details of the event for people who are interested in attending?
Well, starts at 7 o'clock, probably be there a little early, fills up fast. You're going to want to get a good seat. It's a great show. We're pulling out all the stops. We're doing every game we have, throwing everything out there. Students are $5, adults are $8, and come ready for a good show.
Yeah, just come ready to laugh, and then for sure Saturday morning we'll be wiped out. We'll leave it all out there, and hopefully everyone has a good time.
Thank you so much for coming on our show. Hope you have a great turnout tomorrow night. It sounds like a fun time.
Thank you.
Thank you.